Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
I asked for a size 13 in brown shoes, not black.
I would like my check-in hundreds, please.
No, not with a turtleneck. He's right. Yeah, it's not the bank.
I'm the owner of the bank.
No, you're not the bank, Jay. I came in to get a pair of shoes in a size 13.
I am
the specific
shop.
Ones. I didn't ask for you to bring me black, white, a different pack, different kind. These are the ones that I want. You're that guy, Jay, right now, that wants to sell me something I didn't ask for. Right? Am I lying, Max?
It's exactly right. I can't believe it. Because you don't have what he wants, but you have it in brown. But he didn't ask for it in brown. He asked for it in black.
Yes.
But you bring him the brown one anyway. And not only that, it's a 13
and a half.
And
then bring me another kind that I don't even like with laces.
It's a sneaker store.
No, it's not a sneaker store.
No,
this is a high-end
Neiman Marcus, Bloomies,
shoe deal. And by the way, not only that, but he's returning something.
Yes.
So he's got to talk to you because he can't just talk to the first person. And now you're going to help him out, and now you're trying to sell him extra stuff.
And you were over helping the young lady in the Chanel department with the purse. They had to get you and bring you over.
I don't work in the Chanel department. No, I'm not in the Chanel department.
Dude, you ain't going
to see the whole floor, Jay.
Hey, you ain't going to do it. I'm okay with the first one, the second one, Keith. We don't stop it right there.
Nudge it. Yeah.
Trending in the wrong direction,
bro.
I knew
you were doing that.
I ain't him. Nah.
But you know that guy I'm talking about.
I do.
Like, exactly, dude, I didn't right. ask I you for brown. I asked you for black. Stop That's trying it. To upsell
nope.
me.
Not the bank. Nope.
Let's put a dead animal.
Nope, the
on
high. All right.
You like the dude from Rush Hour. Crock skin, buttercream, crock skin. What size is the waist? Let's go with.
You can't just wear a turtleneck on
the
air,
I gotta get Jeremy
right?
Pivot on the show.
You
we gotta bring it back to Rush Hour.
You can't just wear a turtleneck on the air. It's
no, this is my go-to look.
Yeah, I like
I'll
it.
Go
looks
to look
smooth.
When I do other, you know, other shows.
I don't want those shoes in brown, but it does look smooth.
There's nothing wrong with your look. I like your look. I'm just saying it just reminds me when I go grab something for myself, the guy who's trying to upsell me because they ran out of whatever it was that I was looking for. That's all.
Yeah.
And you got a Tevin Campbell kind of
Don't do that. He's going to break out the chapstick. Don't do that.
He already reached in his pocket, yeah. Max. You can't see him.
Doing it for Key.
That fool's sick.
He can't help it. If R&B comes
beat
on.
Beat you to it, Key.
Especially if it's a female vocalist. If it's a female vocalist you, R&B, Key. It's a rap. Key's putting on chapstick. He cannot help it.
You know what I'm saying, Key?
See, there it goes.
Pick you up in that SL. You know, back in the day, Key, in the early 2000s, pick you up in the SL.
You do look like an actor. You look like one of those actors in a Tyler Perry movie. Picking somebody up.
I hope you survive.
Picking somebody up with a red rose in your hand walking to the door. Red rose. You got to have a red rose in your hand.
What am I, Terrence J? That's who you're trying to do to me right now?
Huh?
Might have a little accent, too, on that show.
Yeah, why?
Give me a London accent.
Yeah, by the way, he's supposed to be the good guy, but it turns out he's not such a good guy.
You know you said if you had the green eyes, if I had the Idris Elba, like London accent, oh, boy.
Yeah, with the red rose. Getting out of the SL, walking up to the door.
Why was it always the SL back in the day?
It's always the SL because that was the car.
That was the car.
Do you guys hear how you know how good these two were at
the
sports?
Hard top coupe,
man. Do you know how good these two were at sports?
Man.
That they're talking about the SL from like 20, 30 years ago. Like, Jay's 40 years old. He's talking about, yeah, man, back about 20 years ago, I would pull up in the SL.
The SL was the car.
No doubt. I'm just saying.
It was
You guys have been rich for a long time.
A hard top convertible? Oh.
It's not even about being rich. You don't have to be rich to have an SL.
Yeah, come on, man.
No,
Max, you lived in LA. We know a lot of people that had SLs that were in the one bedroom apartments. Come on, man.
Well, that's true, too.
See?
It's all the hustle, man.
Yeah.
It's all the hustle.
Yeah, I had a couple SLs, though, Jay.
See, I said, and SL. Then Key goes, I had a couple.
He had a couple.
Not on that level, you know? I'm working at the boutique shop. That's what I'm trying to sell you a pair of brown shoes.
He asked for the C-Class. You sold him the SL. All right.
Wait, you work at the department store, but you got an SL?
We're building.
Exactly.
Oh, God. Where do you live?
What I've been trying
to Beverly Hills.
Yeah, adjacent. Beverly Hills adjacent.
Key, you got to hustle. You know what I mean? You got to hustle out here.
Key, it's 12 miles this way. It's 15 miles adjacent.
I told y'all before I had one of my good friends in the past. He lived, you know the streets, Max. He was Pico and like Crescent Heights or something. Like La Brea. Pico and La Brea.
Yeah.
He used to tell people, Mid City. Like, where you live at? Adjacent to Beverly Hills. Man, will you just tell the people where you live?
You live in Mid City, LA.
What Yates trying to do me? Who are Yates?
They doing you dirty, man.
Who, Malco? Who I look like?
Romany Malco.
That's who. See, this is what happens on the show.
Y'all bald. Y'all got a turtleneck on. Same bull.
If you're black and you have a bald head with a turtleneck, I guess
you kind of
favor like
him a little bit, especially when you grow your facial hair.
Well, Max told me to take the facial hair off.
Yeah, come on, man. He started to look like Gollum, man. He had to take it out with bags under the eyes, facial hair.
That's because he wake up every day at 2:30.
No question.
If I was rested.
I understand now. I was actually, my heart went out to you, Jay. Man. I knew Jay's a nice looking guy, and all of a sudden I run into him one day in the hallway when I'm doing first take, so I'm up at a normal hour, and I'm looking at Jay, I'm like, what?
What time did you get up for first take?
7.
Psh, key. 7?
Yeah.
Okay.
Took my girls to school and everything.
That sounds nice.
Oh, it was.
Key, stop sending me texts. I know what you
No, doing. I'm not. I'm just up.
You got that devilish smile on your face. I know you, dog. I've been with you for 3 years. I know you, fool.
No,
definitely up to
do
something,
anything.
Yo.
I was really studying the picture.
You lie. And by the way, Yates, you know what he does? Who, me? Me? Me?
Yeah.
Nah, man. Nah,
really
man.
Nah,
he's doing something, dog.
Yo, Key's the ultimate hustler with that. He's always telling everyone else they're slick, but meantime, stealing
you guys
your phone.
Are unbelievable.
Getting really offended if you accuse him of it.
Anyway.
Go ahead, Max. Take the transition. What's the transition off
So
this,
earlier man? In the show, I did my tier pressure. Here are the guys under the most pressure. Quarterbacks. In these championship games, 4 Brock Purdy, a lot of upside there. 3 Jalen Hurts, 2 Joe Burrow, and 1 Patrick Mahomes because he don't want to lose to the same guy who clipped them last year at his own house, right? But here's another way to look at it. And, Jay, you like the list, and Key more or less liked it. He'd have flip-flop Mahomes and Burrow because Mahomes has the bigger resume, but I think because of the head-to-head stuff, it's Mahomes and then Burrow. At any rate, here's another way, another question to ask. And, guys, this is brutal. Who has the most to gain? Because let me just lay it out real quick. Brock Purdy wins. He's the first ever Mr. Irrelevant and the first ever rookie to take his team to
third
a Super Bowl.
String.
See, I don't even like the fact that they're saying Mr. Irrelevant.
Oh,
I don't like that. You know what sounds better to me?
What's that?
262.
Yeah.
Number 262, Jay.
Draft.
But
think
that could change based on how many teams there are.
It doesn't matter, right? I'm talking about the draft he got
Max.
Drafted in, all right?
Yeah.
It's 262.
But Mr. Irrelevant means dead last.
261 players win in front of him.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so that's Brock Purdy. Jalen Hurts. Oh, after second round. First he loses his job at Alabama, then second round pick. Then, oh, should he be the franchise guy? And da-da-da-da-da. Right, all that. Could you imagine he makes the Super Bowl basically the first time they give him a real shot to do it? And then Joe Burrow, don't let him beat Patrick Mahomes consecutive games on the road in the AFC Championship game. If that happens, all bets are off. And then Patrick Mahomes, wait a minute, he's going to make his third Super Bowl in 5 years? So this, to me, is a super hard question to answer. Who has the most to gain here?
Did you give an answer?
No, I don't know, Key. I don't know why. I think they all have an incredible amount to gain.
They do. I think Patrick Mahomes has the most to – I mean, Joe Burrow has the most to gain in this situation. But Patrick Mahomes is as well because he needs to stop Joe Burrow from beating him. But Joe Burrow, with everything on the line, needs to figure out, okay, if I beat Patrick Mahomes for the fourth time, 2 times in the AFC Championship game, and I go on to the Super Bowl, then it heightens even more. But if I, for some reason, don't get out of Kansas City with a W, Patrick Mahomes can stand up and say, okay, well, for the most part, you still chasing me. You still haven't won one. I'm getting ready to go get my second. I got an MVP trophy. Because if he loses to Patrick Mahomes, he doesn't become next year's MVP favorite. If he beats Patrick Mahomes out the gate,
that's Josh
he
Allen,
becomes too. Josh Allen. Where everything is MVP, MVP, MVP.
But he already gained so much just by getting back to the AFC Championship game, Jay. If Mahomes beats him, he's like what he's done is incredible. If Burrow loses, he's still going to be all right.
Key, let me give you the first take answer.
No?
You're wrong, and here's why.
Okay, tell me, sir.
I I feel like Patrick Mahomes is on his way to greatness regardless. Five straight AFC championship games. He's there, right? Like, we're talking
retired
about
today, Hall of Fame,
the
first
GOAT.
Ballot. Yeah.
Granted, if Joe Burrow beats Patrick Mahomes and then wins a Super Bowl, you're saying, all right, who's the greatest of all time? Like, it's a conversation between Burrow and Patrick Mahomes. But they're still the elite of the elite. Jalen Hurts, he's going to get paid $50 million a year, just like Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert. He's already in that conversation. Yep. Now, obviously, winning a championship, it elevates the conversation. So, who has the most to gain? It's Brock Purdy. It's not even close.
Well,
he could become
too.
The starting quarterback for the 49ers ahead of Jimmy G, ahead of Trey Lance. Third string rookie quarterback who was the last in the draft whose name doesn't belong.
Ahead,
all of a
Keith.
Sudden now you're saying, wait, Brock Purdy? Like, is he's going to get starting quarterback money in the league?
We got 15 seconds,
Keith. Oh, that's true, because if he loses, they have an opportunity to now go look for
a
veteran guy and put him behind him and let him learn a little bit more.
I think you make a hell of a case, Jay. I have one counter to it. We'll do it on the other side of this commercial break. 888-SAY-ESPN 729-3776. Plus, Eagles' A.J. Brown says, throw me the damn ball. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Jay made a compelling case for why Brock Purdy has the most to gain of all the quarterbacks left standing. And it's a great case, Jay. But let me make the Mahomes case against Purdy, because I feel like they're on opposite ends of the spectrum. Mahomes is the most accomplished, already surefire first ballot Hall of Famer, greatest first 5 years in the history of the position by far, right? So here's the argument. On the one hand, when your job is on the line, that's a lot of pressure not to lose, right? But and gaining that starting job, it is a lot. It's a lot more than you got. But there is something elevated in importance when you are not only challenging the greatest who ever did it, but you're starting to get compared to the all-time greats even in other sports. For example, let me give you an analogy, okay? And Key, you will not love this analogy, but I'm going to do it anyway. If you try to get an object to go at light speed, you can't do it, right? Can't do it. Only light can travel at light speed. But the closer you get to light speed, the more energy it takes to get the object even a little bit faster. Like, and to get it to light speed would take all the energy in the universe. Like, in other words, as you hit the upper mark of what's possible, every incremental increase requires an enormous expenditure of energy, okay? Right? It's a very big deal. Mahomes is approaching light speed, right? To get him to go even higher than he already is an incredible accomplishment. Whereas to win a starting job, while it means everything in the world to that player, it's not the same thing. Lots of quarterbacks won a game to keep their job or to elevate their position, but only a couple in history have reached the rarefied position where oh my God, he wins this game, and now he's being compared to Tom Brady or whatever, or even beyond that, to other greats in other sports. Mahomes is almost there.
So let me ask you.
Professor Kellerman, I'm not quite understanding what you're saying.
I understand. I understand. I have a question off of it. How long do you think the runway is for Patrick Mahomes as opposed to Brock Purdy?
It's longer for Mahomes.
It's way longer.
There's more urgency for Purdy.
If Patrick Mahomes is able to beat Joe Burrow and then loses to Brock Purdy in the Super Bowl, I still am going to bet money that Patrick Mahomes is going to have a lot more chances to win Super Bowls, whereas I'm going to look at Brock Purdy and say, man, this is the best it's ever going
to
get.
Is that the most to gain or the most to lose at that point?
I think it's the most to gain for Brock Purdy. It's the most to gain. It's the best it's ever going to get. You can get a big-time deal off this. I already know that Pat Mahomes is going to be here again.
He ain't going to get it yet. He's just a rookie. So he's got to do this a couple more years. Whereas if Mahomes gets to the next Super Bowl, now you're right.
They may decide to give him a little taste.
But if Mahomes gets to the Super Bowl, avenges the loss to the losses to Burrow, avenges the loss last year at home in the conference championship to Burrow, goes on to the Super Bowl, his third Super Bowl in 5 years, starts to quiet down the Burrow stuff. It's a lot, and is the undisputed king of the sport, especially with Brady. Let's not forget, before this season, Brady's still riding high. It's Tom Brady. He stopped Mahomes in the AFC Championship game. He stopped them in the Super Bowl. No one's really talking that anymore. Mahomes' world. Oh, that's a lot, Jay. It's a lot. I mean, I feel, listen, you can make a hell of a case for Burrow and Hurts, too.
We already talk about Patrick Mahomes that way, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, last year, I don't know if I would have put Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady in the same breath for a little bit. I mean, I know Tom Brady led the league in passing yards, but
not last year.
It's always felt different for the last couple of years, has it not?
Couple years?
Brock Purdy has a lot to gain in this situation in terms of winning. If he just wins the NFC Championship game and goes to the Super Bowl, that's huge for his career. There's a story there. There's magazine covers. There's commercials. There's even potential movie of, the Mr. Irrelevant, the end of the draft. Oh, my God, look what happened. There's that whole conversation. He falls into somewhat of the Kurt Warner situation where he will get the opportunity to continue to just grow at the quarterback spot. And then all of a sudden you look up and he goes to another Super Bowl or whatever the case may be. But he will be there to stay and stick and stay for quite some time if he goes on and wins a Super Bowl, for sure. He may not get the money immediately because he's on a rookie contract and it takes a couple years for them to be his third year before they can really start to negotiate, because all rookie contracts drafted are 4 years and they can't really approach it to the end of the third year, going into the fourth year before they give him new money. But he gets a chance to grow. He gets a chance to grow at the position. There's a lot to gain. I don't think Patrick Mahomes has he can go to another Super Bowl.
But it's against Burrow, Key. It's against Burrow.
That's against the AFC Championship. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah,
but Burrow has more to gain than Patrick Mahomes, because Patrick Mahomes has already been anointed the top dog going.
I guess you could say that Patrick Mahomes had more to lose, but not if he loses to Burrow, all of a sudden that's challenged. But if he beats Burrow, he's undisputed. No one can say anything.
Burrow has more to gain because he hasn't won anything
yet.
Then he would have to win the Super Bowl.
Yes,
right.
He has more to gain. But in order to get that, in order to gain that, you got to get to the Super Bowl.
Low key.
It's a great question.
If Jalen Hurts wins, say Joe Burrow does beat Patrick Mahomes, and then say Jalen Hurts beats Joe Burrow,
Hurts might be second behind Mahomes.
That could be an interesting word.
Yes, Hurts has an enormous amount to gain.
I don't know if I want to put Jalen Hurts second behind Mahomes.
They're not going to put him second. Meaning the vast majority of the media from a national standpoint, along with the National Football League and Park Avenue, they're not going to anoint him as the second guy behind Patrick Mahomes.
You?
Absolutely. But the storylines, we going to drive it here on this show. I can guarantee you that. But they're not going to, because they've already positioned Joe Burrow
and Josh Allen. Yeah.
They've already positioned it.
To be fair to Burrow, even if he loses to Hurts, he's been to two straight Super Bowls.
They've already positioned it.
Yeah.
He's already in that position.
You know what's crazy? When I say like era defining? When you think of Jim Kelly, who's just about as good as it gets, right? But he never got over the top, versus Joe Montana, who went to the same number of Super Bowls, but always got over the top. Montana's put in a different category than Kelly. What's interesting about Joe Burrow is you think Joe Montana. You think that dude is the winner guy. But if he gets to the Super Bowl and loses again, now he's got that monkey on his back, right? Now he starts to get in danger. By the way, this was true of Elway, too, until the end of his career. He'll get you there, but he can't get over the top. He was hung with that until they got him a running back.
I can't say a guy in his third year going to two Super Bowls.
No doubt.
Can't get over the top.
I can't do that. But that starts
and one
to
year
become
he,
the question.
One year he tore his ACL.
I'm not even talking. I'm talking about as a full-time starter finishing the year.
Yeah, I hear.
Because his first year, he missed maybe five games.
That's what I'm saying. He tore his ACL. Yeah. He couldn't play. Essentially, like in two full seasons, he's going
back
to back.
There's no way I can say, well, the guy can't get over the top.
Jay, I guarantee you at some point, mark this down, if Burrow loses in the Super Bowl at some point next year, when Key is doing his quarterback something, he's going to say, well, he hasn't won the Super Bowl yet, though.
Well, it depends on how you try to position him. Because you know you.
Yep.
You'll try to position him more than Mahomes, more than the quarterback.
Not if you don't win the Super Bowl.
You know?
Not if you don't win the Super Bowl. I got him. Look, Burrow is my number two to Mahomes, right? But Mahomes is firmly number one. Burrow has to beat him and win a Super Bowl, and now you got an argument.
But see, here's what I'm going to tell you. You say not if he doesn't win the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. But you position Josh Allen in front of somebody else because he's gone further one more game than the other quarterback.
Not
so
me.
You position him ahead of him instead of saying it's the same.
You're talking about somebody else, not me.
Where do you have Aaron Rodgers?
Because he's seven.
He's won a Super Bowl.
Yep, I don't even understand how you could have him seven.
He's won a Super Bowl.
Because it was a long time ago. And recently,
doesn't matter.
Yes, it does matter because I'm talking. We're trying to.
Down year. He just had back-to-back MVP years.
He did. I thought Brady could have won it 2 years.
Brady didn't win it.
I know, but in my view, I don't care what the voters think. I care what I think.
But still, it's top two. Then he finished top two.
He was excellent.
Okay, you can't have him. You can't. But hey, look.
Till it matters.
You can't have him seventh, Max.
Yeah, I can.
Nobody else has won an MVP.
I will take Mahomes. Who you want, Mahomes or Rodgers? Who do you want, Jay? Mahomes or Rodgers?
I got Mahomes.
You want Rodgers or Joe Burrow?
I like Joe
I want Rodgers.
Okay, so that's two. Jalen Hurts or Aaron Rodgers?
I still like Aaron. I think Aaron Rodgers is special.
All right.
I told you when I made my list, Max. I made my list.
Lamar Jackson, if he's healthy.
I still like Aaron Rodgers.
Justin Herbert.
I still like Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, I'll take those guys over Rodgers, then I would take Rodgers.
That's fine.
See, you got some – Aaron Rodgers was talking about you.
No.
Because you got some other stuff.
I had Rodgers number one possibly, for 10 years.
And this is all based off this season for you with
Rodgers. Yes, I'm trying to hit a broken hand, and he has not played very well in the playoffs in recent years. Okay. Playoffs. I care about the playoffs.
And Justin Herbert has.
No, he didn't. That's why I knocked him down.
But you have Justin Herbert ranked ahead of Aaron Rodgers.
But I'm also looking at the trends of their careers. Neither one, like Rodgers didn't play in the playoffs. Herbert didn't play well in the second half this year. During the regular season, Herbert
Well, he might as well
good.
Not play in the playoffs either.
With Patrick Mahomes not practicing and not in a walking boot,
man,
should the Chiefs be considered?
Sell that guy some shoes, Jay.
Keyshawn, I don't want those shoes. Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
It's about Mahomes. as great as we talk about him, we cannot escape the fact that the reigning defending AFC champions are quarterbacked by a guy named Joe Burrow, who has beaten Patrick Mahomes every single time he's faced him.
We know they're talented in all three phases. It's the same guys playing against each other. So I'm sure both teams will have adjustments that they make. And I mean, these games have been close. So we'll just see where it goes.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Rock the bells. Willie Anderson, former Bengals offensive lineman, four-time Pro Bowler and four-time All-Pro. Willie, also one of the 15 finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
What's up,
good
Big
morning,
Will?
Good morning, Big Dog.
What's up, Keith? What's up, Jay? Max? Good.
So, look, the Bengals, they had maybe their best performance on the O-line of the season, but they were missing three dudes, Willie, including Kappa, who they paid and everything, to bring him over from Tampa. Like everyone else, the offensive line, you're missing three guys. Tom Brady looks bad. Oh, he's got, you know, whoever, Mahomes in the Super Bowl running for his life, right? So you figure, boy, the Bengals are in trouble on the road in the snow, and then they turn in that performance. But how many series, you know, do you think they have left at that level?
I think that group right there is those three guys in particular are in show improved mode. Got a couple guys from last year. You got Volson at left guard, Jackson Carmen at left tackle, who was drafted as a guard, but pretty much an All American left tackle at Clemson. People have been writing Jackson off. I've been knowing Jackson since high school, and those three guys in particular, man, I think they're such in a show improved mode. You can tell the game plan was to go out there and let those guys be physical. They beat the Buffalo guys up front, beat them up front. And I know the offense was running through Joe Burrow, but that game in particular should have been, you know, at least five game balls given out, those five guys up front, because they showed up, man, and along with the Bengals defensive line. And I think that's what's carried them to the playoffs, the offensive line play and defensive line play.
Willie, you mentioned Joe Burrow. Why do we view Joe Burrow as special? What is he doing that has us all saying how special he is at the quarterback position?
Man, I call Joe a master of the four pass. I mean, so many guys are judged about what they're doing from the pocket, seeing the defenses, being able to call audibles, but throwing the football, he's a pure thrower. I mean, the internet went crazy last week of the throw he did in warmups last week, But Joe just is pinpoint accuracy, and the fact that we've been watching him do this since his last year in college, and started his first year in the league, then he got hurt, then his second year came through and was showing magic. This year he's just showing everybody that, you know, who he is. His confidence is very high. We all know when you play with a confident quarterback, he puts that confidence into the whole huddle. So there may be a guy in the huddle that may be a little bit nervous, maybe a little scary, but you got a guy like Joe, he keeps things cool because you never see him getting rattled. I told Joe this training camp. I met him this year in training camp. He was after appendix surgery. And I said, man, my biggest thing for you, Joe, is I'm so proud of you that those years you was getting your tail beat up. I've never seen you one time get up and throw the ball down, embarrass your lineman, talk bad about your lineman. And I said, man, that makes those guys up front go to war for you. And you can tell. Like, they're battling their tail off because they don't want their guy to get hit, and they love their guy. Like, As an offensive lineman, I can tell when, you know, an O-lineman or O-line group don't love their quarterback. These guys love Joe, and the whole team does, because he's a cool, down-to-earth guy. But on that field, man, he's cocky, confident, and he's a master of throwing that football.
Four-time Pro Bowler, four-time All-Pro, former Bengals, Willie Anderson joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Willie, I did want to ask you, because I was blown away, man, in that game against – the Bills, because, you know, one of the things that's been following this team narrative-wise since the beginning of the year are some of the adjustments they made on the O-line to shore that up for Joe not to be sacked as much, right? And it didn't start off the way they wanted it to, but they've worked over that. And then not having three of your O-linemen in that last game against the Bills, obviously getting some now back versus the Chiefs. What do you think about that last performance by the O-line and Joe Burrow barely being touched in that game against the Bills?
That comes down to coaching right there. You know what I mean? I think when you have your stars and you have the guys that get paid big money and making Pro Bowl, coaches can't really coach those guys. They don't really coach those guys. But when you bring in your backups and your backups are performing, that's telling me that their development, you know, because it's really hard for an offensive line coach by himself to develop 5 to 10 guys or 5 to 8 guys to get them ready week in and week out, because you got two or three guys who are rotating. They're not getting that much reps. That many reps at practices. So the fact that you have 3 backups able to come in and play, there's hardly any sacks, they ran the hell out of the football, that comes down to the offensive line coaching. And you got to get those guys in the coaching booth, on the coach's sideline, offensive line coach. Got to give them credit.
Willie, you're on the verge of being in the Hall of Fame, and I'm certainly sitting around praying for you as an NFL classmate of mine to get into the Hall of Fame. When you look at Cincinnati, though, now versus when you played there, how much happy resentment and jealousy do you have when you say, man, they getting ready to go possibly to back-to-back Super Bowls, and I messed around in Cincinnati, and we couldn't get there?
Key, I'm so proud of these guys, man. There's no jealousy for me. There's no resentment. I'm happy those guys didn't have to experience the things we experienced. And you know, you in particular know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
The fact these guys have a well-put-together team, I'm happy these guys, Joe Burrow and the guys, the stars of these teams, didn't have to go through that era of time that we were there. Like I said, there's no jealousy for me, resentment. I cheer for them on social media. I'm cheering for them in person because it makes you feel good, because I think right now people are still judging. When people pick against the Bengals, they're picking against the Bengals based on their perception of 25 years ago. You know what I mean? And I'm wondering, damn, why can't they see this team is not the 1990s team? The things we dealt with organization-wise as players, these guys have no clue of that. So they shouldn't be connecting to those bad lean years we had. No, even though we started winning when Marvin Lewis came in, that's why I say the job Marvin Lewis did was come in and change the whole perception of an organization, changed their mindset around and got them organized and became a real NFL team, in my opinion. I think right now, these Bengals, Zach Taylor is doing a great, unbelievable job. Zach's my guy. These guys are reaping the benefit of the spoil and the work and the tears and blood that I think Marvin Lewis came in and had to change the place around. So give these guys credit. There's no resentment. I think all the Bengal players, you know, we all in wonder. We all are amazed at the things they're being able to do as far as organization-wise. They're picking the right players. I mean, their team is – there's not one player on the Bengals team right now that you say shouldn't be in that group. All those guys fit well together. And, you know, we're happy to see it, bro.
Mm-hmm. One of the 15 finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, 4-time All-Pro, Willie Anderson. Willie, thanks for joining us as always.
All right, Willie.
This is going to be your year, man.
I appreciate it, bro.
Pro Football Hall of Fame, that's the toughest one. I mean, that is a hard Hall of Fame to get into, man, even being a finalist. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. What would you do if you found that your job had overpaid you by $1 million?
Is this a trick question?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. LSU, there was an audit, and LSU discovered $1 million overpayment to Brian Kelly in 2022.
Sorry.
You okay? You're, disgusting. Will you cover your mouth? Animal sneezes.
Just wanted
right
to address what we heard coming in, that you don't cover your mouth when you sneeze.
I certainly do. Anyway, so Kelly got overpaid accidentally $1 million during the first year of a 10-year, $100 million contract. But discovered the error, and LSU discovered the error and has moved to correct it. I don't know, man. Finders, keepers. It shows up in the account, man. That's Brian Kelly as far as I'm concerned.
Just deduct it from the overall payment.
He was overpaid by $1 million, $1,368 in supplemental payments in 2022 because duplicate payments – were made to both Kelly's LLC and to the coach directly.
Ooh, he allowed to be paid as an IC? You don't got to be an employer? Ooh, tax benefits. Hello.
What do you think? What would you do if you
different
suddenly
state
$1 million extra different. Showed up in your bank account?
I'm not saying nothing.
Give it back, man. You're going to go to jail.
Give it back?
I'm not saying
I'm probably going to go to jail.
It. I'm not saying
like, why would you? Why would you? Yeah, you're going to give it. You look at it. You figure it out. You let them know and you return it.
Wait, Keith, do
it's
I
in
have
my bank account?
Do I have money or do I not have money?
Yeah.
But see, that's a different story, though.
Puts an extra
see, but one, that,
you didn't ask for it. You didn't do anything
story.
Criminal to get it. They chose to give it to you. It's yours.
Yeah, it was like at the combine.
Right
when
now.
When at the combine, when they asked the question, if you found a wallet, would you, one, take the money out, two, leave the money in the wallet there, three, return the wallet back to somebody?
But wait, Keith, I didn't find any cash in the wallet when I found it.
Yeah, but my answer was one.
No,
I'm taking the money
and
throwing
all
my wallet
there
back, going about my damn business.
But
I didn't have any money at that point.
I didn't even give you an answer. I'm like, well, I didn't find any cash in the wallet when I found it. What you,
yeah, but if it's $1 million, if you're getting $1 million overpayment,
that's
you probably are okay. You don't need to take it, Max, and run with it. But if you had zero money and you went and deposited, let's say, $100 in Bank of America, and Bank of America decided that the teller made a mistake and punched in a bunch of zeros, that's on her at that point.
But my thing, why is this even a big story, though? Like, you find an extra $1 million in your account.
Oh,
we gave it to
you. Extra million.
Just a million?
The guy
so
signed a 10-year, $100 million deal. Yeah. Fine, just deduct it off what you, you know.
That's what's happening.
That's all you got to do. Yeah. Just deduct it.
But for most people, Jay, who don't have $100 million.
I honestly don't.
Imagine existing in a world where not everyone has a $100 million
yes,
contract.
Jay.
Jay's like, what? But there are people without
all those commissions on those shoes.
He's selling you a lot of brown shoes and 13 and a half.
Am I really selling you shoes, though? Or am I selling you shoe boxes? You know what I mean? You got the hustle, big dog.
Look at this.
Yeah, but the overpayment, they're going to catch it eventually, so you might as well just give it back.
So now we find out the reason why you give it back. Not because you are morally upright, but because...
What would you do, Max?
Take the money.
Max will go withdraw
take the
money.
Money
ASAP.
Now, and come and get it.
I
will take me to court. I have $1 million defense team.
Take me to court.
Even if it cost me $500,000 in court, I made $500,000.
Why are you always trying to get somebody to do something wrong, man?
I'm not trying to get anyone to do anything
He's
wrong.
Sick, man.
It's in my bank account. It's not my fault. I didn't ask for
you
it.
Know
I
you didn't
do anything.
Earn that.
It showed up in my bank account.
Yes, but you already got paid. Same number.
Yes, I
you
did.
Give it back.
Extra $1 million. It was a bonus. I did so
if
well.
You didn't, if you didn't have
so
money, if you wasn't Max Kellerman and rich as you are and as much money as you make and all that sort of
Ridiculous.
Stuff, then, yeah, you might want to, you know, if you was a starving student, you might want to take a look at that and see, you know, kind of wait and see what's going to happen.
This dude
spend
lives,
a little bit of
this
the time.
This dude lives between, like, Bill Gates and
Do we think Brian Kelly called the school and told them, hey, you actually, you know, you gave me an extra $1 million? Or do you think the school found out later?
I think the school found out because they called it an audit. Why would Brian Kelly be auditing his own books?
Well, I mean, it's not like regardless of how much money you got, people we're always looking at your bank account, right? Oh, check, hey, this comes in. Let me check out. You see an extra $1 million.
I mean,
yeah, but he got a lot of money. I don't know if he would even notice that.
Yo, all the people I know with a lot of money notice how much money they got.
That's why they think they have a lot of money.
That's why they have a lot of money. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Ever happen to you, Key? Get extra deposit and you give it back?
It's happened to me before where I deposited a check and it was way more money in the account. I'm like,
they added a zero?
They added a couple zeros. And I was sitting there. I was like, wait a minute, man. And I told my people. And then they said, we'll call and tell them. And they eventually came and got it, like, I want to say 3-4 months later, though.
Three, four months?
They didn't even come get it immediately. No, they
came. That would have been gone.
No, because
you're earning interest on the money. You did come off with something, right?
No, they took all that. They
took
all
the interest,
that.
Too?
They didn't take the interest, no.
Man, they took everything.
That's not your job to warehouse their money. The interest is yours.
They made a mistake. They made a mistake.
I don't know what on $1 million though over a couple months.
I didn't say it was $1 million. So
you said a couple of zeros.
Yeah. It was a mistake.
$800.
No,
it was $8.
Keyshawn Johnson can't even conceive of an amount under $10,000. You don't even know that money goes under $10,000.
I wish my life was that simple and easy. Why do you think I'm still working with you, man?
That's a good point. The Eagles' A.J. Brown says he isn't a diva. Is not a diva. He wants the ball.
He should get it.
They throw the ball to me 100 times. I'm going to want it 101, said A.J. Brown. Me personally, I just feel like I can change the game at any moment. Getting the ball off and keeps you going, keeps you in rhythm, definitely puts you in a zone. You're locked in. Of course I want the ball. Because this is an issue, because with 5:11 remaining in the game, the Eagles up 31-7. It's a blowout. The TV cameras showed Nick Sirianni, Eagles head coach, talking to A.J. Brown on the bench, and Sirianni indicated afterward that Brown, who had 3 catches for 22 yards on 6 targets against an overmatched Giants team, was frustrated over the lack of targets. Coach gave that to the media, right? When they asked him, what was that about? And then A.J. was asked direct questions. He gave direct answers. Is there anything to read into this, Key? Maybe Coach should have done a better job of protecting A.J. Brown in the first place from the media questions, Key.
No, I don't think there's anything to read into it. You can get frustrated because you probably had some people beat on certain things throughout the course of the game, and you know going into the game what the game plan is. You got a quarterback with a bad shoulder. You up 31-7. You're frustrated. You got open. You beat a guy a couple times. They didn't dial up the particular play, so you're like, damn, I need to take advantage of these dudes. It's not I want the ball because it's 31-7 and they're not looking at me. That's not the mentality, even though people want to make it out to be that way. And yes, I am the guy that wrote a damn book. Yes, I am the guy that said infamously, give me the football. Yes, I'm that guy. Absolutely. Because my team suck, and they were not very good.
You said, throw me the damn ball. There are children who could be walking by.
All I'm going to say is, come on, man. We've been professional athletes. We've seen guys win games and go back into the locker room and be like, damn, man, like I only took 5 shots. Like you can want to be better and want the ball more and also want your team to win at the same time.
Exactly.
You can have all that, people.
Diva athletes.
Yes, diva. All about me.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Greeny is coming right up. We'll see you tomorrow.
Greeny, Max. Yes, same thing.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. 2 things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.